It's your Mountain Rock, Q94. That was Journey with Separate Ways. For that, Queen. And, oh, my goodness, here we are, a thirsty Thursday morning adventure on the Mountain Rock, Q94, looking at the Q94 radar. We've got some low-lying clouds that could be producing a little bit of rain. Now, definitely, we're picking up some rain in Ozark County. We're seeing that. Just along, you know, Theodosia, Isabella, they're around Bull Shoals Lake, picking up some precipitation as well. Now, all other areas at this point in time, there may be a little bit of mist, you know, going on out there, some sprinkles, but that's pretty much all that we're seeing. So, with that taken care of, it's time for our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. Gary Faraci, how are we doing?
Good morning, Gary. What a beautiful Thursday morning. It's very pleasant out.
Oh, hey, it's not pouring down rain on us for the first time.
No. Starting to dry out a little bit, but wait, it's coming.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it, for sure. Well, here we are, what is this, the second full week of June. How the fisher people doing?
The fisher people are doing well, majority of them. You know, it happens all the time. I had a young couple in yesterday. We were fishing. Right side of the boat was doing really well. The left side, I've been there myself. It's crazy, but, you know, it's same bait, same everything, and you're four feet apart, and it makes a difference. And that's how it's been going. I've had some guys out there doing really well. The topwater bite has picked up. Conditions for topwater are great because a lot of that brush is covered, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good for topwater. I've seen a lot of topwater action, especially this time of the morning. It's been really good.
I had a friend of mine said that he'd been throwing those little rubber frogs and the mouse, the little mouse and the frogs, and they've been throwing that, getting it up in that brush and working it through and just having a blast.
Yeah, and then the white bass have been really active. It's been really, really good. This past week, you want to go out and have some fun. The bluegill is starting to really pick up. Get you some red worms or container of crickets. Go down and have a blast, man. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So crappie this past week. I saw a 16-inch crappie this past week. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah. Now, are you people still coming getting quite a bit of live bait, or?
For the crappie, it still seems it's a 50-50 mix on it, live bait versus plastic, but live bait seems to be doing really good on the crappie. And the lake, you know, for being at 576.8, and they've been dumping. It's relatively good shape. There is some debris. You got to be careful. Mm-hmm. You got to watch, you know, where you're going, what you're doing. I even had some people, wakeboard people, out in the lake and stuff. And they're still doing that kind of thing and toys out there and tubing and stuff. You just got to be careful. You got to watch where it is. There's still some debris out there. Parking is limited, but the lake, and overall, I mean, we're looking at 78 to 80 degrees water temperature. It's in great shape, and this is the time of year we're kind of crossing over from a lot of fishermen to a lot of pleasure boaters and that out there. But all in all, for all the rain and as full as lake is, it's in really good shape.
And it is coming down. It's going to take it a little bit of time, and of course a little cooperation with Mother Nature, but it's come down probably since last week we talked. I don't know. They've brought it down, what, 6-7 feet?
It's come down quite a bit. I want to say someplace where 576, prob 3.5 to 4 feet has come down, something like that, because it was at close to 580, right at almost full pool.
Yeah.
So, but they've been working at it. They've been working at it really hard. So, They're dumping right now as we speak. They got a couple generators running and dumping some water. So, yeah, they're working on it. Problem is, it keeps raining.
Yeah. Like, we got rain in the forecast for the next 5 days and nights.
Yeah, I know. But all in all, even with the rain, and they're trying to do a good job on it. Here, the only thing we lose down here at Fout is our parking. Unfortunately, but the people that want to get out there, they've had no problem going out and stuff. And the fishing's really, for this time of year,
it's pretty good.
June 12th,
yeah.
I think we're doing really good. So the bite's still on. Stripers, I've been watching these guys with stripers. We had people staying the last few days and went on a guide trip, and they did very well. They were very pleased. They said it was worth every penny of it. So
Yeah.
They're still biting. They're not quitting.
Well, Gary, for folks that would like to, talk a little more about fishing on Norfolk, or maybe just plan a weekend getaway, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page is a great way to take a look at some of the pictures. Drop us the line on there. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Please, if you're in the area, stop by and say hi, and we'll talk fishing or have a cold one. I'm up to it.
Right on. Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Hey, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers on Sunday.
That's right.
Happy Father's Day to y'all. So we'll talk to you next week, Gary.
All righty. Again, Gary Ferracci right there with our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report, brought to you by the Bayou Resort in Camellia, Arkansas. That's where you'll find Gary and Diane. They're located right off of Fout Road.